This is VOA News. VR Remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A bomb explosion tore through a Shiite Muslim mosque in Afghanistan's southern Kandahar city during Friday afternoon mass prayers, killing or injuring dozens of worshippers. Reuters news agency quotes an Afghan health official as saying the toll has risen to at least 33 dead and 73 wounded. Taliban officials have confirmed the bombing but said nothing about the casualties. It was not immediately known whether the attack was the work of a suicide bomber, nor last Friday a powerful suicide bombing of a Shiite mosque in the northeastern Afghan city of Kunduz killed at least 150 worshippers and injured many more. Islamic State Khorasan Province, the Afghan affiliate for Islamic State, claimed responsibility for the Kunduz attack and warned of more violence. A spokesman for Bill Clinton, the former U.S. president, says he's in a hospital in California being treated for a non-COVID-related infection. The spokesman says Clinton was admitted to the University of California Irvine Medical Center on Tuesday evening. Clinton is said to be on the mend, in good spirits, and is incredibly thankful, according to the spokesperson, to the doctors, nurses, and staff providing him with excellent care. Clinton's physicians say he's responding well to antibiotics and hopes are high that he can go home soon. U.S. health advisors said Thursday that some Americans who received Moderna's COVID-19 vaccination at least 6 months ago should get a half-dose booster to rev up protection against coronavirus. A panel of outside advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted unanimously to recommend a booster shot for seniors and younger adults with health conditions. This is VOA News. Protesters massed at some of Italy's major ports Friday as thousands took to the streets against the introduction of one of the world's toughest COVID pass regimes. The government is braced for widespread disruption by Italians angry at the extension of the coronavirus green pass to all workers after a demonstration last weekend sparked violent clashes in Rome. More than 6,500 people demonstrated at the northeastern port of Trieste, according to local estimates, although the regional president insisted that the port is working. Dock workers in Trieste have threatened to go on strike indefinitely. Delays were reported at the northwestern port of Genoa, where about 300 people blocked an entrance. Pockets of protests broke out across Italy. Bigger demonstrations were called for later in the day. Starting Friday, all workers must show a green pass offering proof of vaccination, recent recovery from COVID-19, or a negative COVID test, or be or face being declared absent without pay. Taiwanese officials have set up an independent commission to investigate the conditions at a rundown building where a fire killed 46 people. Outside a cordoned off and charred building, a Taoist priest chanted a prayer for those who died. Many were elderly or infirm residents unable to escape the 13-story building after the fire began on the ground floor. City administrators say fire safety inspectors had not been able to access the building recently because the doors were always locked. Authorities were also looking into what caused the fire. Local reports say a resident who allegedly discarded a burning incense coil in a trash can was being questioned by police. The U.S. State Department says next month's presidential election in Nicaragua has lost all credibility because of President Daniel Ortega's arrests of critics and seven potential challengers. Starting in May, Ortega began arresting almost any public figure who disagreed with him, including people who fought alongside him in the country's 1979 revolution. On Thursday, families of 155 political prisoners said their loved ones had been subjected to what they called mistreatment and torture in prison. The opposition said those moves have ended any vestige of real electoral competition in the November 7th election, in which Ortega is seeking a fourth consecutive term. And Mexico City prosecutors announced they will bring criminal charges against several people and companies for construction and design defects that caused a subway line collapse in May that killed 26 people. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.